Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference. Turn it up! 今天早读截取自唐顿庄园这部英剧。首先我们来用英音读一下。When something bad happens, there's no point in wishing it had not happened. The only option is to minimize the damage.When something bad happens, there's no point in wishing it had not happened. The only option is to minimize the damage. 好，下面用美音来读一下。When something bad happens, there's no point in wishing it had not happened. The only option is to minimize the damage. When something bad happens, there's no point in...Wishing it had not happened. The only option is to minimize the damage. 首先我们来做英音的语音讲解。那第一个词 when 这个词我们要做弱读 when something bad happens. 整个前面这个小的调群重读的位置在 bad 上面。我们注意 bad 这个词它的英音和美音的发法也是有差别的哈。英音的话其实这个梅花 a 更倾向于发上下更大的开口度也就是说它整个的这个发声的点是在靠口腔后部的 bad bad when something bad happens when something bad happens 后面 there's no point in wishing it had not happened 这句话其实比较难哈，我们再非常慢速读一下大家先跟着听一下 there's no point in wishing it had not happened there's no pointIn wishing it had not happened. 其实比较难的点就在 wishing it had not 这几个词上头。我们需要注意这个 had 是需要做弱读的。It had. 那 had, 弱读是 had. 北部的这个的是不发音的。但是顿这么一下 ,wishing it had not. It 跟后面的 had. 这个其实是可以做连读击穿的。也就是 it had, wishing it had.Wishing it had not happened. 那也可以选择把这个 it 尾部的它省掉。It had wishing it had not happened. Wishing it had not happened. 大家怎么读着比较顺嘴就怎么读。当然需要注意的点呢就是 had 这个词的弱读哈。啊一定要读得非常的快非常的轻。Wishing it had not happened. 最后这个 not 语调再上来。好这句话我们再来读一下。There's no point.In wishing it had not happened. 或者是 There's no point in wishing it had not happened. 最后一句 The only option is to minimize the damage. The only, 这个 only 我们可以做一下强调。那前面的 the 跟后面的 only 是可以不连读的。The only, 或者是比较快的语流的话就是 The only option.也是可以连可以不连 The only option is to minimize the damage Option 跟后面的 is 做连读 Option is 后面的 minimize the damage 这三个词是作为一个完整的一个小的一群哈所以 minimize the damage 我们当成一个单词来读 To minimize the damage da da da, da 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 好这句话我们再非常慢速读一下 When something bad happens There's no pointIn wishing it had not happened. The only option is to minimize the damage. 好，下面我们来看美音发音。When something bad happens, 这个 bad, 美音的话呢是左右的嘴角裂开，口型压的比英音呢要更低。When something bad happens, 后面 there's no point in wishing it had not happened. 那这里面呢跟英音呢是略有差别的。There's no point in wishing it had not happened. 同样 wishing 和 it 连读 Wishing it 大家从小的点渐渐扩大 Wishing it had not happened. 那 had 尾部的的跟 not 尾部的它都不是真正意义上的爆破的 Wishing it had not happened. There's no point in wishing it had not happened. 后面一句 The only option is to minimize the damage. The only option, only 注意元音 ，option 注意这里面那个元音，跟英音的 option 的区分。The only option is 连读 to minimize the damage, minimize the damage。那其他的点呢，跟英音都是一样的啦。这句话我们再用美音非常慢速的读一下 ：When something bad happens, there's no point in wishing it had not happened.The only option is to minimize the damage. 好，发音部分我们就讲到这儿。下面我们来看这句话的意思。首先呢，前面半句说到 when something bad happens, 当有什么不好的事情发生的时候 there's no point in doing something, 就是做什么什么是没有用的。那 point 本意是点的意思，那这里是延伸出来意义的意思。那 there's no point in doing something 就是做什么什么没有意义没有用。那说到这个 point 其实在口语里还是比较常见的哈。我们来拓展几个比较常见的 point 有关的用法。比如说你在听到别人讲话特别有道理的时候，你就可以说 you have a point, 就是你讲的很有道理，或者是 you got a point, 你说的对。那我们还可以记一个问句哈，就是 what's your point?你说了半天你的点是什么呀，你想表达什么意思呀， What's your point? 回到早读里面说到 There's no point in wishing it had not happened, 就是做这件事情是没有意义的。什么事情呢？ Wishing it had not happened, 就是希望这件事情没有发生过，这个是没有意义的。那 There's no point in doing something 的这个句子哈，我们再来拓展几个。比如说没有什么可担心的，我们就可以说 There's no point in worrying about it,注意后面如果加动词的话一定是动词的 ing 形式。那我们再来看这个词链，就是 wish it had not happened, 就是希望它没有发生过。我们可以记一句话，就是我真希望这件事没发生过。大家注意这件事情是已经发生了，但是我希望它没发生，我们就可以说 I really wish it had not happened, I really wish it had not happened。好，回到早读里面就说到希望它没发生过这件事情是没有意义的啊。你光是想它怎么怎么样又有什么用呢？最后一句 The only option is to minimize the damage, 那这里有一个词链，就是 The only option is to do something, 唯一的选择就是什么什么。其实我们上周讲过 option 这个词了啊，就是选择。当时我们讲到的那个词链就是 I have no option but to do something, 就是我除了怎么怎么样之外没有其他的选择了。今天我们来学一个 option 有关的另外的一个词链，就是 the only option is to do something, 唯一的选择就是什么什么什么。其实跟它类似的词链呢，还有像 the only thing we can do is, 或者是 all we can do is, all is left to do is, 那都是表达我们只能怎么怎么样了。最后一个想要讲的词链呢，是 minimize the damage, 大家可以把这个固定的搭配整体记下来，表示减少损失。那 minimize 这个词本身的意思就是把什么什么减到最低的数量或者是最低的程度，后面跟的名词呢一般来说是比较负面的名词，就是什么不利影响啊，什么损失啊之类的。常见的搭配像 minimize the damage, the risks, the costs, 或者是 loss, 什么风险啊，什么成本，什么花费啊，损失啊之类的这些词。我们来看一个例句哈，比如说我们必须竭尽所能设法减少这些本可以避免的悲剧发生。 We must do everything we can to minimize these avoidable tragedies. 那这个词呢也在电影《穿普拉达的魔鬼》里出现过。那这里呢 Miranda 老板哈说道 When we get back, we need to meet Leslie to see what she can do to minimize the press.这里面的这个 minimize the press 其实意思就是减少这个新闻报道带来的不良影响哈。所以一般来说这个 minimize 减少的影响呢都是后面比较不好的负面的影响。那 minimize 这个词它的反义词呢是 maximize, M-A-X-I-M-I-Z-E。 回到早读里面后面半句的意思就是我们唯一能做的也就是唯一的选择呢就是尽量的减少损失或者是挽救弥补这样的意思。今天活学活用呢，我们需要用到 There's no point in doing something 来随意的造一个句子。好，今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。 When something bad happens, there's no point in wishing it had not happened. The only option is to minimize the damage. 美音版。 When something bad happens, There's no point in wishing it had not happened. The only option is to minimize the damage. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.